Iranian drones reach Kuwait as Gulf conflict defies its own objectives. Kuwaiti air defenses intercepted a volley of Iranian drones targeting Ahmad al-Jaber Air Base overnight, a facility that houses significant U.S. military assets. Iran stated its justification was striking American military presence, not Kuwaiti sovereignty. Kuwait confirmed material damage but reported no casualties, a distinction that is, for now, doing enormous diplomatic work. Ahmad al-Jaber serves as one of the primary staging and logistics hubs for U.S. air operations across the region. Iranian drones penetrating Kuwaiti airspace, even partially, signals both the reach of Iran's drone program and the limits of the defensive perimeter the U.S. and its Gulf partners have constructed. Separately, an unknown projectile struck a commercial tanker off Oman's coast near the Strait of Hormuz, disabling its engine room. Attribution remains contested. The Strait, which handles roughly 20% of global oil trade, has been effectively closed to normal commercial traffic for 6 months, and the downstream effects are registering in consumer prices from beer to paint to restaurant French fries. Foreign policy analysts are now publicly describing the five-month U.S.-Iran conflict as a strategic defeat for Washington, citing the failure to achieve either of the two stated objectives. Regime change in Tehran, or the neutralization of Iran's nuclear program. Iran still has a functioning government. Its nuclear infrastructure has been damaged but not destroyed, and it has now demonstrated the capability to project force into Kuwaiti airspace. The Trump administration is claiming success based on the absence of a deployed nuclear weapon, a significantly lower bar than what was initially described. Investor and economist Ray Dalio framed the conflict this week by invoking Britain's 1956 Suez Crisis, the moment the world recognized that British imperial power had passed its peak. Dalio's parallel is that the United States, like Britain then, may be experiencing a revelation about the gap between its ambitions and its actual leverage in a changed world order. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia is reportedly planning a naval and ground offensive in central Yemen to break a Houthi blockade threatening Saudi oil export routes, and both Saudi Arabia and Jordan have warned Iraq of strikes if attacks originating from Iraqi territory continue.